I don't want to date you.
Well, that was harsh.
Do you think Mr. Simon is going to replace me?
No.
A servant? Who wants a story about a servant?
I'm Miss Jean. Join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition. The first full day of summer camp has begun. The campers are anxious to get started with the day's activities. And the staff? Well, some of the staff are just plain anxious. Natasha is worried about her granddad, Mr. Simon. He sounded serious when he told her he needed to talk to her, but what could it be about? Camp Director Joyce is worried that she hasn't been as efficient and organized as a camp director should be. Ever since Mr. Garcia's conversation with Joyce, he's begun to worry just the teensiest little bit that the wonderful costumes that he borrowed might not end up being free after all. And Hattie, she might be more worried than anyone else. She's the activities director, but is the special activity that she spent so much time planning going to end up being a failure? She'll find out later this morning when the first campers arrive at the craft tent. Well, right now, the cafeteria is filled with campers and staff enjoying pancakes and fresh blueberries. Let's join them for today's episode called Seriously Serving?
This is going to be the awesomest summer camp ever.
Hugo, awesomest isn't even a word.
It is now, Cyrus.
That's Counselor Cyrus to you, Hugo. At least this week.
Okay, Counselor Cyrus, but you know it's going to be the awesomest. James has such cool stuff for us to do.
Henry and I want to do the ropes course.
Don't forget the climbing wall, Luke.
Oh, and James is working on an obstacle course, too.
That's right, Jackson, my man. Awesomest summer camp ever.
Counselor Addison, what are we doing first today? Natalia and I want to go swimming.
I want to try my new swim goggles.
You'll get a chance to swim later. This morning, we're going to the craft tent first.
That's what I was hoping for.
You're very artistic, aren't you, Piper?
I love drawing and painting and making things.
Those are okay, I guess. But I prefer STEM activities.
STEM activities?
STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. The really important stuff.
You know, Lily, STEM is being replaced.
Really?
Now it's usually called STEAM. STEAM. The A stands for art.
Yay, art!
But what does art have to do with science, technology, engineering, or math?
Well, art is intertwined. Like Campy. The robotics team used art to create the cute little robot, remember?
Oh yeah, robotics is STEAM.
Yeah, lots of things are. Like, if a musician understands the physics of sound, they can create better music, right?
I guess so.
And an artist who understands chemistry can choose and use better paints. Leonardo da Vinci combined art and science. Ever heard of him?
Yeah. He's, like, super famous.
So let's give art a chance when we go to the craft tent. Miss Hattie's activity is going to be super fun.
Sounds like you're trying a bit too hard to convince me, but okay. I'm all for STEAM.
Full steam ahead.
Meanwhile, across the cafeteria...
James, I really need your help.
I don't know, Hattie.
I can help. I'll be checking all the activity areas today anyway. You know, being a more hands-on camp director.
Thanks, Joyce, but I need James for this to work.
Oh. Okay.
Look, Hattie, I'd love to help out, but I just can't right now.
But, James...
I have to go to Trekkers right after breakfast. And after that, I'll be supervising kids at the climbing wall for the rest of the day.
Trekkers? Are there supplies you still need? I could get them for you.
Thanks, but I have something to discuss with Mr. Simon.
What about?
Oh, hey, look at the time. I better get going. Talk to you later.
James Holt, what are you and Mr. Simon up to?
And at another table...
Harold! Harold!
Now what, Janet?
Look over there.
At the staff table? What about it?
So you're sitting together? Again?
Yes, a bunch of the staff.
Harold, you know good and well what I'm talking about. Hattie and James.
Yes, and I don't think it's any of our business.
But aren't you the teensiest little bit curious?
No, not really.
Well, I think this needs to be investigated.
And I think I'm going to have another pancake before Logan and Kyler eat them all.
Mia, I wish you were here.
As the campers and staff finish their pancakes, it's cleanup time.
Hey, Natasha, your cabin's doing archery next, right?
Right. Brianna and Haley are finishing up the dishes, and then we'll be right over.
I'll walk with you. There's something I want to ask you.
Brianna and I are done, Miss Natasha.
Quick work. Awesome. And here come Jenna and Lana. All right, Brianna. You all head to the archery range. Miss Holt and I will be right behind you.
Race, you guys. It's on.
No food.
We weren't ready.
You want to race too, Joyce?
No way.
Okay, spill it. What's bothering you?
Natasha, how do you think I'm doing?
Well, you're definitely worried about something.
No, I mean as camp director.
Oh, well, why do you ask?
I was just wondering if you might have heard anything, like from Mr. Simon?
Heard anything? About you?
Yeah.
No.
Would you tell me if you had? Did he make you promise not to say anything?
Joyce, what are you getting at?
Do you think Mr. Simon is going to replace me?
Replace you? Why would he? And who would he replace you with? Being camp director is hard. It's not like any of us are lining up for the job.
Don't be too sure.
You think someone's trying to get your job? Who?
James.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I'm not being ridiculous. Surely you've noticed how much more involved James is this year.
Well, I guess so.
Your granddad mentioned he thought a ropes course would be nice to have someday, and James ran with it. When he wasn't in class, he was studying plans and researching regulations.
He was certainly dedicated to the project.
And he was constantly on the phone, fundraising, and recruiting volunteers to build it.
Okay, I agree James has really stepped up his game. But what makes you think he wants your job?
He as much as said so. He offered to take over some of my duties. And he and Mr. Simon are definitely up to something.
We have been talking a lot lately, haven't they?
And they don't seem to want anyone to know what it's about.
Look, Joyce, you're probably worrying for nothing. But I promise to let you know if I hear anything.
In the meantime, I'm stepping up my game, too, and trying to be the best camp director I can be.
And the best archery instructor, too.
Now that's a target I know I can hit.
All right, guys, go in and pick a table to sit at.
Really, Counselor Cyrus? The craft tent? Why can't we go see what James is doing with the obstacle course?
Yeah, when do we get to do the actual fun stuff?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like your guys are very enthusiastic, Cyrus.
Want to switch places, Addison? Your cabin seems a lot easier.
Not necessarily. I have Lily.
I'll trade you for Hugo and Jackson.
Oh, I'm guessing Hattie can win them over. She's been planning a really great activity for the kids.
It's a moment of truth, Hattie. Let's hope this works.
Yeah, something exciting. Like making pot holders, painting rocks.
There are rolling pins on the tables. Are we baking something?
It's the craft tent, Piper, not the baking tent.
But we will be baking something, Lily.
Huh?
Baking might be okay. If it's something good. Like cookies.
Yeah, Jackson. So we have energy for James' obstacle course.
Oh, no, you won't be eating anything you bake here. You might break a tooth.
Oh, don't keep us in suspense, Hattie. We want to know what your special project is.
The first thing we're going to do is learn about slab pottery.
Slab pottery?
Yes, pottery, which is made from a flat sheet of clay.
So that's what the rolling pins are for.
Yeah, to make a plate for the cookies we don't get to bake.
I'm gonna make a vase for my mom.
A boring old vase? I'm gonna make a volcano. At the top, I'll put a hole you can fill with baking soda and vinegar and make exploding lava.
We're making teacups.
Teacups? Like my grandma uses? Or the Queen of England?
Good question, kid.
Stop calling me kid!
I don't like tea. Ick.
Well, these aren't gonna hold tea. Now we're gonna make special cups. They're gonna be tall and narrow.
Now this is mysterious.
What's going in the cups?
Well, you'll have to make it to find out. Who's ready?
Poor Hattie. It doesn't look like her idea is going over very well. Will the campers enjoy this activity? We'll find out right after this break.
Hello, listeners. I'm Logan Parchimento, the voice of Hugo Garcia here in Discovery Mountain. Being a part of Discovery Mountain is a really fun experience for me. I can't get enough of the program, and that's why I love the club. As a mountaineer, I can listen to even more programs, like Jake's Take, Creation Nuggets, and Bedtime Bible Stories. If you're not a mountaineer yet, check it out today. Visit discoverymountainclub.com. We'll see you there.
Let's head back into the craft tent and see how the pottery activity is going so far.
Counselor Cyrus, why can't we be doing something with James? Look at this clay lump.
You just have to focus, Hugo.
But we want to do something fun.
This will be fun, Jackson, but it's going to be more than that.
What do you mean?
We're going to have a challenge with a special meaning. How many of you like going to Miss Michelle's cafe? It's more than just a cafe, though, isn't it?
It's a bakery, too.
Well, yes, Luke, but it's even more. Miss Michelle isn't just serving lemonade and brownies. She's serving people.
Huh? Seriously? Serving?
Of course she serves them. They can't just help themselves to her cookies.
Too bad.
Has anyone here ever taken the famous Cafe Lemonade Challenge?
Y'all, you're missing out. The Lemonade Challenge is epic.
Exactly. Cyrus, can you describe it for the campers?
Well, the thing is, you have to find a tall cup and pour lemonade right to the top. Then carry it slowly, no spilling, and serve it to someone.
That's sort of interesting.
Oh, let's try it and race to see who's the fastest.
No, you're getting way ahead of me, Jackson. Listen, at the end of the lemonade challenge, what do you do, Cyrus?
Oh, you drink lemonade together.
Yes, and you sit sipping lemonade. And it's much easier to start conversations, to make new friends, and then to introduce them to their friend Jesus.
Huh? Why?
Because God wants us to.
He does?
Yes, hospitality. It's a spiritual gift.
Hey, I was just reading about that. I think it was Romans 12:13.
That's right, Addison. It says, supply the needs of God's people. Extend hospitality to strangers.
God wants us to take strangers to the hospital?
Hospitality, Luke, not hospital.
What does hospitality mean?
It means we're having a lemonade party instead of doing something fun.
Look, you'll understand more about this as we go along, I hope. Right now, let's keep rolling out our clay.
Looks like summer camp might not be as fun as we thought it would be, Hugo.
Then we'll just have to make it fun.
Hey, Addison, Hattie's idea isn't going over too well. Not with my campers, anyway.
Or Lily. But they'll come around.
I hope so. You've done the lemonade challenge, right?
I mean, yeah, but I'm terrible at it.
Hey, maybe this summer you'll get better.
We'll see. Well, anyway, next we go to Mr. Garcia's, and all the campers love drama.
Don't say that. I've had enough drama for one day.
Oh, Cyrus.
Uncle Ethan, am I glad to see you.
I'm glad to see you too, Hugo. And I'm glad to see you're so excited about this year's drama production.
I'm excited about anything that doesn't involve pottery teacups.
Teacups?
It's a long story, Mr. Garcia. Spend some time in crafts, and you'll understand.
I'll take your word for it, Cyrus.
Okay, settle down, guys, and sit in front of the stage. We have to make room for the other cabins, too.
Wow, Mr. Garcia. How do you get all those big, heavy rocks into the stage?
Easy, Logan. They're not heavy. They're props, and they're hollow inside.
Whoa, they look so real.
Mr. Garcia, what story are we doing? I loved the story of Gideon last year.
You were a Midianite soldier, weren't you, Lily?
Can I be a soldier again? Please? Soldiers get to wear armor and march around and...
I'm afraid there are no soldiers in this year's story, but there is...
A camel!
Hugo, you're not supposed to be backstage.
But Counselor Cyrus, there's a camel!
Look!
A camel?
There is a camel. Mr. Garcia, where'd you get it?
It's so big.
Does it have a name?
All right, everyone, sit back down. And please don't touch the camel. It'll be very expensive if anything happens to it.
But where did you get it?
Valley Community College, down in the city. And if you think the camel is impressive, wait till you see the other costumes I got.
You mean the camel is a costume?
Yes, Janet. It operates like a big puppet. Someone sits cross-legged inside and operates levers and strings to make it move.
Wow, that's cool.
Not everything works, but its ears and tail still twitch.
That is so cool. Hey, Janet, I think we could do a podcast about the camel.
Harold, it's Mountain Mysteries, remember? Where's the mystery in a camel puppet?
Mr. Garcia, are we doing the story of baby Jesus?
Why would we be doing a Christmas story, Luke? It's summer.
The wise men had camels.
That's not the only Bible story with camels.
Then what story are we doing?
The story of Eliezer. Eliezer, he was Abraham's servant.
A servant? Who wants a story about a servant?
Yeah, that doesn't sound very interesting.
Oh, but it is. This story has everything. Adventure and suspense and even romance.
Ew, yuck. Romance? Yuck! First, Miss Hattie's having a tea party. And now the play has romance?
Oh no, Cyrus. I thought Lily and the others would love drama. But then Mr. Garcia had to ruin it by mentioning romance.
Kids that age don't really understand it, do they, Addison?
I don't think kids our age have it figured out either.
Well, let's hope Mr. Garcia figures out how to deal with these reluctant actors.
How will Mr. Garcia convince the campers that the account of Abraham's servant, Eliezer, is a fascinating story? Perhaps we'll find out after this break.
Hey, Director Doug here. Has Discovery Mountain been an encouragement to the children in your life? Weekly Discovery Mountain episodes are made possible through the generosity of our supporters. Would you like to join us as a supporter? Call us at 1-877-566-7365.
Let's head back into the drama tent and see how things are progressing.
I thought the drama production would be fun.
The kid's right. We're doing a story about a servant?
I'm not a kid!
Mr. Garcia, last summer the play was about Gideon, a hero.
Eliezer was a hero. Think of it this way. In a typical hero story, the hero has a quest, a mission to carry out, right?
Right. Yeah. What's a quest?
Well, Natalia, it's a search for something precious or an important or dangerous assignment you've been given.
Like a king sending his knights out on an expedition?
Exactly. Eliezer had a quest. Abraham sent him on a very important mission.
What kind of quest?
Abraham sent him to find a wife for his son Isaac.
You're gonna talk about romance again, aren't you?
I'm afraid so, Lily. But it won't be as bad as you think. Romance doesn't necessarily mean mushy and sentimental.
It doesn't?
No. Romance means a story that depicts adventure and heroic deeds.
Mr. Garcia's right. I learned that working at the library.
But servants aren't heroic.
Let me explain the story to you guys.
Promise you won't get too mushy?
I promise. Now listen, everyone. Eliezer wasn't just a servant. He was Abraham's steward. He was in charge of everything he owned, and Abraham was a very rich man.
So Eliezer was like Abraham's manager?
Right, Logan. An extremely important position. In fact, Abraham trusted Eleazar so much that at one point he made Eleazar his heir.
What's an heir?
An heir is the person who would inherit all of Abraham's property, herds, and belongings. But when Abraham and Sarah finally had their miracle son, then Isaac became his father's heir.
Wait, so Abraham asked Eleazar to find a wife for Isaac, but Isaac was the guy who had replaced him?
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it.
Why would Eleazar agree to do that? Wasn't he jealous of Isaac?
I would have been jealous. Eleazar would have been like a gazillionaire if Isaac hadn't come along.
Eleazar loved God, and he knew Isaac was the child God had promised to Abraham. So he agreed to travel through rough, dangerous country to find the perfect wife for Isaac. And he did it riding a camel, which isn't exactly comfortable.
That sounds pretty heroic, doesn't it?
Now, let's talk about who's going to play which parts. Logan, I'd like you to play Eleazar.
Sure thing, Mr. Garcia.
And Harold, how'd you like to be Isaac? Janet, you'd make a great Rebecca.
Mr. Garcia, why is that rock moving across the stage?
Moving across?
Uh-oh. Where's Hugo?
I'd check under that rock if I were you.
Hugo!
It looks like Hugo and Jackson aren't taking Mr. Garcia's drama class very seriously. But at least Mr. Garcia seems to have made progress getting the campers to see how amazing the story of Eleazar really is. Hattie's pottery craft didn't go as planned. She's feeling, well, you'll see.
Hattie, I brought you some raspberry bars. How is the lemonade challenge going so far?
Miss Michelle, it was awful.
You mean the campers didn't like the idea of making their own lemonade mug?
Oh, not just some of the campers, all of the boys, and a few of the girls, too.
I don't understand. I thought it was a brilliant idea.
Well, they didn't understand at all. I wanted them to learn to serve others, to make people feel welcome and cared for, to learn how to use the lemonade challenge to get to know people better, and introduce them to Jesus.
They didn't understand any of it?
Well, that's why I wanted James here. I thought maybe he would have a more exciting way of describing it all.
But James didn't want to?
He had other responsibilities as a sports director. I get it.
What's funny?
Well, too bad James couldn't have shown up to do the ropes course demonstration. That might have gotten their attention.
Speaking of James...
What about him?
He's here.
Hattie?
I'd better be going now. Enjoy the raspberry bars. They're fresh out of the oven.
Thanks, Michelle.
Hattie? Oh, you've been crying. What's wrong?
Just everything. Everything's wrong.
Want to talk about it?
What I wanted was for you to be here this morning.
I'm sorry. I was just busy.
Well, the campers might have been more excited about the lemonade challenge if you'd explained it.
I'm not so sure.
Well, I am. You're the cool guy. You do rock climbing and building ropes courses, and I just teach them how to use clay.
But that doesn't mean they'll listen to me.
Well, serving others is, it's tough. Samurai warriors served others.
Samurais? Now that's interesting.
Yes, the samurai were more than warriors. Their job was to serve their leader and protect and serve the people around them.
That's epic.
Yeah, I read that the name samurai means to serve.
Just like Christians are called to be servants?
That's why I wanted you here this morning. You could have explained all that.
But you just explained it, and it's interesting.
Yeah. Okay, now what did you want to talk to me about?
Well, you know how much I appreciated having Bible studies together even though I was away at school, right?
It wasn't quite the same as being in person, but at least modern technology gave us that option.
Yeah, and I know we kind of talked about getting to know each other better.
James, are you picking up with me? Because you can't. We're not even dating.
Whoa, no. I don't want to date you.
Well, that was harsh.
No, that didn't sound right. I don't want to date you.
Yeah, message received, loud and clear.
I want to court you.
You want to... What?
I want to court you. Look, Hattie, I've done a lot of things wrong in my life, but I want to do this right.
And that's why you don't want to date me?
Yes, because I want something more than that. I know courting sounds old-fashioned.
Yeah, it does.
But dating today just sounds like it's all about fun. That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay, that makes sense, I think.
I want something more intentional.
More intentional?
Well, this past year, the more time I spent with God, the more I've realized that God doesn't want us to be careless with our relationship.
So you want us to court?
Yes, to prayerfully and purposefully explore whether marriage is in God's plans for us. So, what do you think?
Well, James Holt, I think you have yourself a deal.
I was very nervous. I mean, you were sad and crying and... Oh no, you're crying again.
This time they're happy tears.
Hattie certainly sounded happy, didn't she, Director Doug?
She sure did. James obviously gave this a lot of thought. And I agree with him. We shouldn't be careless with someone else's heart.
No. Seeking God's will for us is especially important when it comes to something huge like choosing our spouse. And Hattie and James are in their late 20s.
They're at the right age to figure this all out. It'll be interesting to see how their time at camp together goes. Do you think wedding bells are in their future?
I don't know. But what I do know is that they're making the right decision to let God lead them.
Well, that's always a good decision.
Mm-hmm. I hope Hattie's idea to have the kids learn about service through the lemonade challenge turns out to be a good decision.
It didn't start off well, though, but the idea is good. Remember that verse Addison talked about?
Oh, right. Romans 12:13?
That's the one. Supply the needs of God's people. Extend hospitality to strangers.
Some versions, I think, even say practice hospitality.
God wants us to lead lives focused on loving and serving others.
The drama production is based on a Bible story about a man who did just that. Eleazar served Abraham faithfully, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Even when it wasn't easy.
So, listeners, exercise your faith by asking God to show you ways that you can serve others this week.
And we'll see you here next time.
You've been listening to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. To listen to other episodes, visit us online at discoverymountain.com. Discovery Mountain is a production of The Voice of Prophecy. Join us again here, where every day is an exercise in faith. Discovery Mountain is created by Gene Boonstra, executive producer Ruben Gomez, director Douglas Bruce, with original music by Danny Columbie, producers Fiona Lynn and Joel Baker. Discovery Mountain is brought to you by The Voice of Prophecy.